Zanwo with you on Triple J on this Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning. Let's keep it rolling.
I've traveled a lot in the past year, I suppose, and I don't know. It's strange, especially when you're going to other countries. You know, like when you come back to the U.S., they always. I just count on it. Like if I know the time that my plane is going to land, I'm like, they'll pick me up like an hour later because I know that I'm going to get, you know, screened and questioned because there's so many stamps on my passport, and I'm sure it's the way I look or the way that I carry myself or something. You know. Like, I'm unknowingly, I didn't even know I would look suspicious, but I guess I do. At every airport, we could sort of, you'd always tell, like, which person we struck some sort of, like, odd feeling with, and how we'd end up in the security area. It's like we kind of unraveled the code. The way they end.
How do you deal with that kind of dichotomy of expressing yourself with music, but then expected to have this kind of public persona to explain or elaborate on the music that you've made in an interview? Is it possible for you to do, or do you just prefer to throw the music out there and say, figure it out, this is what it is, take it as you will?
I had a tape recorder on all the interviewers that interviewed me during Surrounded by Silence. And I would run into a lot of the same questions, but it wasn't really like, it wasn't negative. Like, I was, you know, too above it to answer them. But yeah, me and my friends did laugh at the fact that we were basically just getting clowned because I sent out like a FAQ to people just to make it easier for them, not out of like me being pretentious. Like, yo, don't ask these questions, you know, I don't know, get mad or something, but they would hold it in their hand and ask me the questions that were in front of them, and I'd be like, wondering if they, you know, even read it or didn't want to read it or wanted a different answer, but it'd be the same thing a lot of the time.
Did you tell people that you were taping them?
Yeah, I had a mini disc in front of me facing them, and usually a camera to a DV.
So how did they feel about it being turned around, that they were here to record you and you were recording them at the same time?
Well, it started out, a girl was doing a documentary on me and like the whole, you know, the whole record being done or whatever, but she ended up having to go to Argentina to do some work, so I had this whole like log of footage, this like catalog of, you know, different countries and interviews just being, you know, on DV and mini discs. So, you know, there was so much material, you know, and there still is to fuck with.
This new album, Prefuse 73, the Silence.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, I'm really not liking it. Could you have any more guest spots on there? I mean, come on.
Well, the whole point
it's a bit crowded. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what were you going for here? Well, what label are you on?
You already said that shit, dude. Like.
We're talking with Scott Heron here at Triple J. He is operating under the guise Preview 73, put out a stack of records over many, many years of wonderful music and of varying ilk. And Scott, we were talking about that last record, Surrounded by Silence, that you put out just before this mini album. For me, it was such a break with your sound, obviously, because you just put these MCs right out the front. You weren't cutting them up. They were right out the front of the music. Now with security screenings, you've kind of returned to your cut and paste and more production-based side. What happens next for you? Are you working on a new album?
Yeah, I'm doing some stuff. I mean, I released this record that's out right now. I mean, it's not like Surrounded by Silence. Silence is follow-up. It's more just like a record for fans. Right now I'm just working on a different process, but it's the same music, you know.
What does that mean for the live show as well?
I'll be with my DJ, but sometimes I'll travel with the band here, sometimes I won't. Sometimes it'll be just me and my DJ, you know, because I'll play drums too and all kinds of electronic stuff. It just depends. I mean, every show is different. I'm prompted to do different things at different times when it's just two people, and then it's always like sort of just whatever happens, happens. And then with the band, we're definitely like practiced, and it's more, you know, we stick to the sort of the guidelines, what we do and don't do, you know. It all depends on the feeling of everything, like the crowd definitely, and just the process around, you know. It's like with anything, you know, it all depends on what's immediately around you, in front of you, you know. Last time we played Australia, it was, you know, amazing. Every place we played was an experience.